I am not.
Okay, so where would you like to register to vote at?
New Jersey.
Shaquie Haynes is helping college students register to vote in the November election. He's been doing this since 2005 when he was 16 years old. Now he's a political science student at Howard University in Washington. He says the job is getting easier.
Mobilizing individuals to get registered to vote has not been hard at all because people understand the urgency. You know, this election, you have two different contrasting views of what America should look like the next 4 years.
Some of these young African-American students will be first-time voters. Nearly half of the 7 million African-Americans ages 18 to 30 were unregistered and therefore not eligible to vote, according to the 2010 U.S. Census. Shaquie says that is unacceptable, and young people, especially minorities, should not be underrepresented in the political process.
A democracy should be reflective of the people who are in it. If we can, you know, make that process a little easier for students, then that's our job, and that's the reward at the end of the day.
Howard student Jai Dungy is from New Jersey. She says everyone should know their vote matters.
Voting is a right. It is a right. And people need to realize that it is. It's not a privilege. We should come together and just take advantage of this right that we've been given and people have worked so hard to give us.
Corian Jones is voting for the first time. He's from the battleground state of Ohio. He feels his vote could help determine the outcome of the election.
Everyone should be able to express what they want or what they feel in their own country. So the opportunity and the ability to vote is highly important.
Some places you could just encourage sort of that last few remaining folks we're trying to reach.
Gail Kitch is chief operating officer with the Nonpartisan Voter Participation Center in Washington. Her group launched a voter registration campaign by mail last year, targeting young people of color and unmarried women.
The young person is sort of primed to think they're ready to participate now, and this kind of a document mailed straight to them is exactly the kind of thing they're going to respond to.
Now the push is on to make sure newly registered voters actually cast ballots in November. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.